Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
When Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, that was divine blood. Let that sink in. It was not human blood. He was not of seed of a man. He was seed of a woman. So the blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary was God's blood, his own blood. Why is that so important? A great man passed away a couple weeks ago. Pastor out in California, I ain't gonna mention his name because he forgot, knew more Bible than he ever knew. Great teachers on the radio, wrote many, many books. Y'all knew who I'm talking about. But he said something in 1980, said, this is what was emailed to me about, watch this. He said something in 1988 or 87 or 88 that caused a lot of controversy in Christianity. He had some debates about it. And he said that the death of Christ, it was not the blood, it was the death of Christ that were saved. And he sent me what he said. Even though he's dead, and I believe he's in heaven today, he was so wrong about that. Without the shedding of blood, it was not just his death, it was also the shedding of blood. Remember when Jesus was there at the cliff and they were going to throw him off the cliff? That death would not, if they would have told him about that, death would not have atoned for our sin. It had to be his blood. And I actually wrote some things down. See, how do you like my little neat? About the blood. Because when that person sent me that thing, about that great preacher said that, I wrote some things down about the blood. And if he was alive today, not that he would ever listen to me, because I'm just a peon. But here's what I would tell him. First of all, Jesus' blood was divine. How do you know that? Because in Acts chapter 20, verse number 28, it says that God, that he purchased the church with his own blood. Acts 20:28. You write this down, you check it out. That he purchased the church with his blood. God purchased the church with his blood. So it was divine blood. It was bought and paid for by the blood of God. Divine blood. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 20. I wish I could mark all these things. But we find that we have peace with God through his blood. Romans chapter 5, verse number 9. Let me read this one. I might have marked it. I didn't. But let me read it. Much more than now being now justified by his blood. His blood justified us. Ephesians 1, 7. We have redemption through his blood. Ephesians 2:13, we are made nigh by his blood. Again, in Colossians 1:14, we have redemption by his blood. Hebrews 13:12 tells us we are sanctified with his own blood. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. 1 John 1:7, that his blood cleanses us from all sin. Revelation 1:5, his blood washed us from our sin. Revelation 5:9, his blood redeemed us to God. That's why we can say in our hymn book, 300 and something, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, fountain is a flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It was not his death, just his death. His death was necessary, but his blood was essential. Without the shedding of blood, there was no salvation. Remember Adam? Adam covered himself, fig leaves, whatever it was. No, blood had to be shed to cover their sins. So when we talk about that, how Christ died for our sins, it includes the shedding of his blood. Now quickly, in verse number 4. Go back to 1 Corinthians. And that he was buried. Again, I mentioned this last week. Why is that such an important part of the gospel? Well, it's proof positive that he died, because you don't bury someone unless they're really dead. Jesus' death was confirmed at the cross before he was taken down to be buried. I do want to read this. I had marked this. In John chapter number 19, we see the account of Jesus upon the cross of Calvary. Beginning in verse number 31. And when Jesus, let me begin in verse number 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." In other words, I said this last week, he said, "It is finished." He did not say, "I'm finished." The work was finished. He shed his blood. It's finished. Because he wasn't done. He was still busy. Okay. It's finished. And he bowed his head. He gave up the ghost. The Jews, therefore, because it was preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. And in parentheses, for that Sabbath day was a high day. This was not the ordinary weekly Sabbath, but the yearly Sabbath. That's a whole nother lesson. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away, because a high Sabbath had come. Then came the soldiers and break the legs of the first, the criminal, and on the other that were crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, the man in the middle, and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. Jesus Christ was dead, very dead on the cross of Calvary. And by the way, they did not kill him. He freely laid his life down for us. He was not a martyr. He freely gave his life. And a matter of fact, Jesus talked about earlier in the book of John, where he says that unless a seed is planted in the ground, it will bring forth life. Remember that parable he's talking about seed and how it would come up and bring forth fruit. He's talking about his own life there. But anyway, being buried is part of the gospel message. And then finally, we see the last part of that, and that he rose again the third day according to Scripture. The resurrection of Christ was an absolute necessity. Paul again reaffirms that in verse number 17 of 1 Corinthians 15 when he says, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain and you're yet in your sins." If there was no resurrection, there is no salvation. The cross, now get this and I'm going to close. The cross was the payment for our sin, and the empty tomb is the receipt of that payment for our sin. You get that? Don't let that go over your head. Important thought here. The cross, the shed blood of Jesus, was the payment for our sin. But an empty tomb was that receipt that he paid. You know, when you go to a restaurant and you pay, you get that receipt, or whatever, you get a receipt that it's been paid in full. And that receipt was from the Father himself. God had raised him from the dead. That the perfect Son of God made a perfect payment for our sin. Although Jesus bore the full wrath of God on the cross, as if he were the guilty sinner, guilty of all sin, he being made sin for us, he did not become a sinner. I hear a lot of teaching, but Jesus Christ did not become a sinner on the cross of Calvary. He became sin for us. He bore our sin. He was not a sinner. You see the difference? But yet he bore our sin. God placed upon him the iniquity of us all. But it's very, in terms theological, in your thinking, because I've heard people say, he did not become a sinner on the cross. No, he bore our sin. He himself did not become a sinner. Even the act of taking our sin was an act of holy giving himself for us. He bore the full guilt of sin. This, my friend, is the gospel message. Jesus took our punishment for sin on the cross, and he remained a perfect Savior through that whole process, and it was proved by his resurrection. The cross was a time of a victorious death. Sin was defeated, and the resurrection of our Lord is proof of that. Have you accepted and believed the gospel message? Hallelujah. What a Savior. Our Father, we love you. Wow. We thank you for these words that we just read. Lord, not just words of Scripture, but Lord, words in our heart that we believe this gospel message. We thank you for saving us. Lord, and we pray as a church that we can take this gospel message not just into our neighborhood, but into the regions beyond. Bless our morning worship, and if there's somebody in our services today that's never trusted you, may they believe the gospel. Today be the day of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.